This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
It's been quite a turbulent week, to say the least, hasn't it? And we've had some numbers in today, actually slightly better than expected. We've seen the latest US CPI coming in below expectations, but nonetheless, the surging oil prices that we've seen over the last month or so have had a big effect.
Yes, and I think that we were kind of bracing for impact with the CPI report. We knew it was going to be a big jump comparison to the numbers that we received in March in reference to February. Today in April, of course, we're getting the numbers for March. And in March, we saw a 3.3% year-over-year rise in inflation. And previously, we reported in the last CPI report, it was 2.4%. So this was a significant jump in regards to consumer prices. However, expectations, as I mentioned, were for a bump in, you know, consumer prices. We're forecasting, and when I say we, remember to the listener that these are economic projections put out across the economics community, Wall Street, et cetera. They were expecting 3.4%. So this was, in the eyes of the market, better than expected, despite the big jump in CPI that was kind of forecasted. And I think that's important to reference. And I know I discuss this frequently on the podcast, but it's important that we consider expectations versus reality because, or actual data, because that's what ultimately the market moves on, is what people think is going to happen versus what actually happens. And so CPI did rise, but at maybe a just slightly tad bit cooler than what was expected from the market. Core CPI also came in a little softer than expected on a month-over-month basis, just 0.2% versus 0.3% expected. That is notable because, of course, core CPI takes out the very volatile aspect of this, which is, of course, the oil jump that we saw in the month of March, given the Iran-US-Israel conflict going on right now, which is still a pending uncertainty in the eyes of the market. We're still elevated in regards to oil price, so we'll see how things go in regards to upcoming CPI reports, if this inflation that we are seeing here is kind of short-lived, or if this is going to send us on another voyage, Johnny, of structurally higher inflation for a while.
Markets, of course, Nick, are awaiting these ceasefire talks, which are meant to be happening this weekend between the Vice President, J.D. Vance, and the Iranians. Of course, this is going to be hosted by Pakistan. Looking at the oil price at the moment, Nick, we are in a bit of a holding pattern at the moment.
Yeah, definitely fair to say. I mean, regardless that we have had a tentative or for now seemingly holding ceasefire in the Middle East, to your point, oil is still trading, at least WTI is around 98. And we take a look at Brent, you're looking at 96 or so. So you still have oil prices staying elevated despite what's been said. And I do think that that is kind of, you're getting two different stories. One with the equities market, which is cheering the ceasefire and kind of running ahead. But meanwhile, you also have oil not too far down from the highs. And notably, if we look at oil, you're trading in a similar spot that you were at the onset of this Strait of Hormuz closure event. So things have not really moved very far in regards to the price of oil, suggesting maybe that disruption in oil price is expected to go on. I think what you saw, and this is my take on this, is that last or recent drop-off in oil price was maybe the market pricing in the worst case scenarios in the short run of that, you know, big kind of U.S. threat on Iran and the energy facilities. I think that being taken off the table is a big reason as to why the worst case scenario in the short run was priced out of the market. That's why you're seeing that pullback from where we were on U.S. oil, WTI, like 117. That was the high point in the last several days, down to where we trade right now. So, you know, we'll see how things play out. This is also worth noting, Johnny, is like the last several Fridays, most of them have been very red. And so maybe today we'll break that pattern with some optimism around a possible ceasefire going into the weekend. So, or a continuation of, I guess, developments in terms of negotiations going into the weekend.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, Nick, almost seems like a normal conversation, but there's been a sell-off in software stocks today. Is that tied in with AI?
It is. And like you said, a normal conversation, I guess, that we're getting back to, right? Because of the deviation we had to take here with all of the geopolitical headlines, there has still been this storm brewing behind the scenes in software stocks, which continue to get pummeled here today. I'm looking at, and viewers can pull it up on their own if they'd like, the IGV ETF, which represents a basket of notorious software companies. And this thing is down 3% as a index today. Once again, yesterday it was down a lot. The day before, it had gapped up with the market and then faded. So you're looking at software stocks just getting pummeled here recently. And I think you can't look at software in isolation right now. You have to also look at another ETF, the SMH, the semiconductor kind of proxy ETF, the VanEck semiconductor ETF, gives us an idea as to what's going on in that side of things. And we can see that is up tremendously here in recent times. So the story continues to seemingly be that with software, software is getting, in the eyes of the market, potentially disrupted by new developments in the AI world. We did see this week that Meta released a kind of open source opportunity for people who are interested in using AI. They're building their own AI model, et cetera. We also have seen many headlines in regards to Anthropic, which, by the way, just rose in its private equity value more so than OpenAI, the owners of ChatGPT. So this Anthropic company is absolutely skyrocketing in regards to its prominence in the AI world. And so it's a fascinating subject to watch. You are seeing many, many software companies who have been leaders in the market absolutely getting hammered here recently on the idea that maybe their business models could take a hit in comparison to Anthropic, especially cybersecurity companies. Palo Alto Networks, you have CrowdStrike, you have Fortinet, you have Zscaler, you have all these companies that kind of live in the cybersecurity defense world. And those companies, especially with some of the recent headlines out of Anthropic, are under heavy, heavy selling pressure. Palo Alto, just to name a stock here, is down 8% today. And we continue to see other names like Palantir. Also, Michael Burry released a tweet yesterday that apparently was deleted shortly after, claiming that Palantir was getting its lunch eaten by Anthropic. That was the statement that he was saying, and that Anthropic is rapidly stealing market share from them. So very interesting, heavily competitive area in the tech world right now. And there are some very clear perceived winners and losers in this market. The question now becomes, is the market right in the idea of saying that, you know, software companies are going to significantly take a hit in terms of their future forward earnings and revenues? Or is that overdone? And, you know, I'll leave that with the viewer to make up their own decision. My personal opinion, and is in no way financial advice, I think that software companies are a little bit oversold here from both a technical perspective and a, you know, fundamental or financials. I think that these are great companies that are absolutely getting hammered. And again, at the end of the day, I could be dead wrong. Time will tell as to whether or not this is, you know, an appropriate sell-off or not.
Very interesting, Nick. Thank you so much for that analysis. Let's look to the week ahead. What's coming up over the next few days?
Yes. So next week, Monday, we'll start out a little bit quiet. On Tuesday, however, we get the follow-up to CPI. We get the producer price index on Tuesday morning, which will be interesting to see what that tells us about inflation, see if it confirms what was found in the CPI, a little softer than expected. We also get some Aussie unemployment statistics on Wednesday night. On Thursday, we get UK GDP numbers. And on Friday, we are pretty blank in regards to market moving stuff. That being said, we'll continue to keep eyes on what's happening with the Middle East, as that is probably the most market moving thing, keeping an eye on that oil price.
Excellent stuff. Have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.